The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, December 6, 2021. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez denounced on Monday Washington's interference in the establishment of mechanisms to finance losses and damages caused by climate change. The United States, historically the main responsible for the current climate situation, prevents fair compensation for the countries that are most vulnerable to climate catastrophes, the foreign minister rejected on his Twitter account. At the latest United Nations Conference on Climate Change in 2021, the most affected countries raised their voices to demand the necessary financing for losses or damages from developed countries. According to estimates, the annual amount needed in 2030 for developing nations to adapt to climate change and the reduction of CO2 emissions announced at the meeting are met range from $100 to $300 billion every year. Cuba on Monday ranked first in Latin America and third in the world in terms of immunization against COVID-19, with 83% of its population vaccinated, only surpassed globally by the United Arab Emirates and Singapore. Cuba had administered 28,644,008 doses of the nationally produced Soberana 2, Soberana Plus, and Abdala vaccines. According to statistics from the Ministry of Public Health, 10,192,588 people have at least received the first dose, while the second dose was administered to 9,238,960 people and 8,777,419 Cubans have received the whole vaccination scheme of three doses. In addition, 435,041 inhabitants have received a booster shot. Representatives of Cuba and Venezuela on Monday confirmed the two countries' willingness to work for a regular, orderly, and safe flow of travelers at the fifth round of migratory talks between the two nations. The meeting, held virtually, was chaired by Cuban Deputy Foreign Minister Gerardo Peñalver and his Venezuelan counterpart, Rander Peña. The diplomats assessed the status of the migratory flow between the two countries while ratifying the importance of this type of meeting for bilateral relations. The round also verified the compliance with the Memorandums of Understanding on Migration and the Exchange of Migration Alerts and Security Information as effective mechanisms to control this activity, the fight against illegal trafficking and human trafficking, and the appropriate treatment to migrants. According to the website of the Cuban Foreign Ministry, the session was held in a frank, cordial, and cooperative atmosphere. Lessons and good business practices and challenges and prospects due to the pandemic are some of the issues to be debated at the Latin American Resilience Forum against COVID-19 scheduled for this month in Cuba. Academics from Argentina, Colombia, Mexico, Venezuela, and Cuba will give lectures on December 9 and 10 at the online event, which will also have spaces for professional exchange, the organizers announced. The event is organized by the Havana-based Knowledge and Technology Management Enterprise, HASSEED, and the Matanzas-based Research, Projects, and Engineering Enterprise. Representatives of companies from several economic sectors, consultants, public administration, executives, and other figures related to business organization and management will also participate in the event.
And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.